How do you make an omelet?
We have 5,031 eggs. One egg for every year of the giant omelet celebration. So this year it's 5,031. We have 50 pounds of onions, 75 bell peppers, 4 gallons of onion tops, 2 gallons of parsley, 1.5 gallon of milk, 52 pounds of butter. Don't you love that butter? 3 boxes of salt, 2 boxes of black pepper. Later on, we will be adding Louisiana and only Louisiana crawfish tails.
That's the MC of the Giant Omelet Celebration in Abbeville, Kathy Richard. Abbeville started cooking giant omelets in 1984 after 3 members of its Chamber of Commerce went to the Omelet Festival in Bessier, France. They were knighted as members of the International Confrérie and brought the omelet back to Louisiana, where the tradition continues. The giant omelet is cooked in a 12-foot skillet on top of a fire pit in the middle of Concord Street. To move the skillet into place, the maitre de cuisine, Jerry Turpening, uses a forklift. Once the skillet is placed, the chevaliers melt the butter and sauté the vegetables before adding the eggs. The crowd watches every move as the chefs prepare the meal.
I really like brunch.
Yes.
You know, and so this is kind of a late brunch, perhaps.
Tucker Johnston's a photographer from Karen Crow. Like many of the people I talked to, this was his first omelet festival, though the tradition dates back to Napoleon. According to legend, Napoleon's army once camped for the night near Bessier. Napoleon stayed at an inn, where he ordered an omelet for dinner. The innkeeper's meal was so incredible that Napoleon ordered every egg in the village to be gathered and made into one giant omelet for his army's breakfast the next day. The village began making a giant omelet every year to feed the poor at Easter, and since then, the tradition has spread to 7 cities around the world, including Abbeville. The chevaliers' paddles are taller than they are and look like wooden rakes. They stir the eggs constantly, synchronizing their movements so the omelet doesn't burn. The fire under the skillet is so hot, they have to work in shifts. And while they're on break from stirring, many chevaliers dance to the Zydeco music. After about 2 hours, the omelet is finally ready. It's spooned into bowls and served with bread to everyone who wants some.
Their recipe is, they got it down really good.
This is Linda Malone-Son's 12th Omelette Festival. Her favorite part is the crawfish.
We always look for the crawfish in there. Gotta have your crawfish.
After the omelette has been served, the festival's over. Until next year's 5,000 egg omelette, what we make in our own skillets will have to be enough. For WRKF News, I'm Case Duckworth.